Now let's go to the movies. Time to meet this week's guest critic, Philippa Hawker. And hey, Philippa, lovely to have you back with us.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
You're just back from Los Angeles, and this was a part work, part play trip. But I do know you were trying to catch up with a couple of directors you admire while you were there, Guillermo del Toro and Monty Hellman. Now, the idea of meeting Monty Hellman startled me. He must be almost 80 now.
He is almost 80. I think he turns 80 this year, but you wouldn't know it. He's a bundle of energy. I felt positively slack and lazy compared to the sort of figure that was just chatting very sort of warmly and full in with lots and lots of energy.
The film that made his name is the cult film Tulane Blacktop, but that's a long time ago. Is he still directing? I know he teaches.
Yeah, he is. He does teach and he is directing. He's got a new film called Road to Nowhere, which he's very excited about. It was in Venice last year and he's very excited for it and he's writing more. He's still a busy man with a few films that he plans to make.
Oh, great. And Del Toro, I've always found him a generous and interesting man on the phone. Why did he back out of The Hobbit? Did he tell you?
Look, we didn't talk about that.
Tactful.
I know, I was a bit. But look, he's, I think there's he's always got many, many projects on the go, but he does have two films in the pipeline. In his usual way, one of them's a big-budget Hollywood work. This one's called Pacific Rim, and it's a monster movie. And he's also got one of his smaller Spanish films coming up, too. He's hoping to make a movie called Saturn and the End of Days, which is about a small child's view of the world ending.
Two things that do say Del Toro, aren't they? Monster and a small child.
That's right.
Being scared. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this week's films. First, deep breath, Justin Bieber, Never Say Never in 3D. Why?
Well, why 3D is actually my first question, which is because it really isn't much of a 3D movie, even for one of my favourite scenes, which is a scene in which Justin Bieber tosses his famous hair and it's shown in slow-mo and you can hear Etta James in the background singing. But why Justin Bieber? Well, he is right now a hugely popular young man and he's quite an interesting career, actually.
Is it a concert film or a doco?
Well, I mean, it's a promotional film. It builds up to a big concert he's having in Madison Square Garden. But it starts off, actually, with images of the web because Justin Bieber's an internet phenomenon. He was a young Canadian boy who loved to play music and he apparently uploaded some songs onto YouTube just so the rest of the extended family could see him in action and they became a bit of a YouTube phenomenon and a clever young promoter, Scooter Braun, saw them and decided he wanted to become Justin's manager. And so he's a young pop star who hasn't come the usual kind of Nickelodeon Disney TV show route. He's a little bit more self-made, although he's micromanaged now, and that's something the film glosses over a bit. He's a fairly bland performer, even though he's got a good voice and he's a beautiful boy. And I'm quite interested to see what will become of him in later years. Right now, he's the 5 to 15-year-old's important dreamboat of choice.
But why do teenage girls like him? I mean, I thought at this age they wanted to, in fantasy, walk on the wild side.
Well, I mean, not all girls that age like him, of course. I mean, one of the things about as much as he's loved, he's also hated. And I don't think it's necessarily cool to love Justin Bieber, but I don't think, you know, some girls just don't care about that. Yeah, I think there's always been a room in young girls' hearts for androgynous heartthrob boys that look a little bit like them.
With shiny hair and
shiny
teeth.
He's got beautiful hair and beautiful teeth. He can sing.
And knows it.
And, oh, no, none that have been spotted. They do present a sort of faux intimacy behind the scenes, but it's hard to tell what kind of kid he really is. He's obviously someone who as a youngster really wanted to make music, and now he's right in the midst of this juggernaut. He didn't go the Disney Nickelodeon TV route, but he has been on CSI, and there's talk that he may be in a film with Ashton Kutcher. I don't know.
There must be a line pumping them out somewhere.
Yeah, but yeah. Every so often there are these, and they're usually boys. And if you look back to people like Justin Timberlake and Ryan Gosling, they were both part of the same Disney machine that Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears were part of. And you know, there have been young stars that girls have loved, going back to Frank Sinatra and, you know, Bobby Darin and all the likes, and Michael Jackson, who's someone that I think of as being a child star that I remember in my childhood. And so there's plenty of Justin Biebers around, and some of them are the fodder of Where Are They Now segments, and some of them do go on to do interesting things. I mean, maybe if he writes his own material, if he kind of does something a bit more interesting, we'll be interested too. But look, the film is quite fun, and I think parents who are forced to take their children might manage to enjoy it more than they think they will. I kind of enjoyed it, and I do love seeing those little girls going crazy. There's just something about that, all that teeming hysteria and love, that I find very entertaining. And once or twice, there are a couple of times where you think, oh my God, stalker. But I enjoyed it.
Well, it sounds like all Justin Bieber needs now is a life. Justin Bieber, Never Say Never in 3D. Never say never.
You're listening to Movie Time on ABC Radio National.